97.5, The Fanatic.
Sports are back in a big way on this Saturday. By the way, I didn't mention it is a new month, August 1st. I noticed it's not new temperatures out there. There were 21 days in the Philadelphia area in the month of July that the temperature was 90 degrees or higher.
I could feel it.
And today, it's definitely up there. Woo! All right, let's get to the phones. We're going to kick it off with our friend on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast, Mr. Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Can I call you Bubble Man, Keith?
Not quite, because I'm not in the full bubble. I'm like, you know, in group two.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. All right, so let's just get right down to it. I thought you were right on target in asking Brett yesterday about, you know, there's a lot in terms of seeding at stake here today against the Pacers because the two teams have those identical records and it could come down to a tiebreaker. He seemed to take a bigger picture of accumulating confidence, accruing, you know, the spirit of this group so they believe they can do some damage deep into the playoffs. What are you expecting today out of this team in terms of how competitive, who you think might stand out?
I think they're going to be extremely competitive. I think that, you know, this is, you know, they had a couple months to think about this. I think that Ben is going to be excited to be back on the floor. I think that he will stand out. I also think that this is a team that people forget that, you know, they had the Sixers numbers the last two times they played. I mean, the Sixers had suffered like two bad losses in Indiana.
Yep.
So this is going to be a good one. Now, again, this team is banged up and it probably won't be it's not going to be the same squad. However, I do think that this is going to be a competitive game. And I think Ben's going to put on a show. I think Joel's going to play well. And, if I had to go with a bench guy, I think maybe Alec Burke would have a pretty good game.
Yeah, he's definitely stood out in the scrimmages as a guy that you cannot ignore to keep out of the rotation there. Let me ask you about Joel, because he didn't play in the last, I'm going to say, 2.5 scrimmages. He's only played 13 minutes. He had the tightness in the right calf. I understand the cautiousness, but I do feel like it's a little bit of the same old story in that he can't stay available. Do you think he will play limited minutes today?
That's a good question, D. I think he could, but I think it would also have to do with how the game is going. I mean, when you think about it, Joel hasn't played in 4 days, has it? Actually longer than that, right?
It's sure.
Been longer than that. Like, yeah. It's been a week. He hasn't played in a week. So I think that, you know, you would hope that he would be able to go, and you have to bring his conditioning up. You know, like, they may save some minutes, but all the, if you do that, like, all the stuff that he's done before, you're losing it. You know,
yeah.
He has to get out there, and he has to play some, you know, real hard, strong minutes, in my opinion.
I agree with you, because the only way he gets into his best conditioning is by playing. I mean, that's just case in point. Keith, have you been watching some of this other basketball? It is far more competitive and entertaining than I thought it might be, only because, you know, these are, quote, seeding games, and a lot of these teams know where they're going to be in the postseason, and yet I have found it to be, the scoring is up, we can see that, but I think it's been pretty entertaining basketball.
It has. It kind of reminds me of like the NCAA tournament, and because it's like they're playing at a neutral site, you know, and they're just going at it, you know. And,
yeah.
And it's funny. I mean, like the first game, I was at the first game between the Pelicans and
Jazz.
Utah.
Yep.
And that game was like phenomenal. I was amazed, you know, on how competitive, you know, the Pelicans were, and they ran out of gas and they couldn't use Zion in the fourth. But it was one of those things where, you know, that level of play was good. And then it went higher, you know, as the games progressed, as things went along. So, yeah, I mean, they have been impressive. And let's face it, these are the better teams in the league right now.
This is true.
And so So they are going to play better. And then they all playing for, you know, certain seedings or playing for matchups, rather, you know.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
And I think even the ones like Phoenix was a winner over Washington. Portland had a very, very good win over the Grizzlies. Now they are getting healthy. But as I said, I'm changing my tune that I think playoff series being down 2-0 wouldn't be the same as being down 2-0 going into other people's arenas. I think every game in its own right, people will feel like this game can be ours.
Exactly. It will. People will feel like this game can be ours. And the thing is, you know what the biggest difference, I think, is when you play at this neutral site, because most of these teams, you know, if you're a four seed or if you're, you know, if you're a five seed or something like that, you know, you're in the hotel with like a six seed or vice versa, or one, two, and three. So in the second round of playoffs, you guys are basically going to look at each other and you're going to see each other. I mean, you're going to go to the break room or whatever, and the guy is going to be like, yo, you remember I dropped 30 on you? You're trash. You can't defend. So that's going to bring out some, you know, some aggressiveness, you know, that we're going to see, like trash talking, like you don't want to be showed up and this guy, you know, called you out. So I think we're going to see that, but you're right. I mean, these games are going to be competitive. It's not like going back on the road, but they're going to be extremely competitive.
Keith, some of the Sixers will wear social justice messages on their jerseys. I believe it's six of them, though I'm curious, is Tobias Harris not wearing something on his jersey? But he has obviously been speaking out, certainly on behalf of Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, he's not. He's not of the six. He's been speaking out, and he's actually been leading the group meetings in regards to, you know, talking about you know, racism and social injustice. So, you know, a lot of the Sixers, you know, some of them voiced their opinion that they just didn't like the list that they had. They wanted to say their own things, so they felt as if that, you know, it wasn't worth wearing something that the league wanted you to wear,
right,
as opposed to, you know, they're taking away from your freedom of expression. So Tobias and several other guys are not wearing it because of that.
And I appreciate that. LeBron James isn't wearing it, but he certainly has a strong message and has said that over the last 2 days. And I also appreciate that everybody seems to respect people who make different choices, like not stand or not kneeling during the anthem. Popovich did that. Becky Hammon did that. Isaac from the Magic did that. And people seem to still embrace what their thoughts were in those moments. Did you feel the same?
Yeah, I do. I mean, if you think about it, let's just say Popovich, for instance, and I'm just going to use him as an example, because, you know, here's a guy, he's a guy, and you know, D, whenever he comes to Philly or whenever you went to San Antonio and he had a pregame presser afterwards, if someone asked him about racism or a social issue, Popovich would, like, fill up your notebook and
exactly.
Just talk the game. And then when you look at a guy like this, and there's some people like, hey, how come he didn't kneel? Well, he didn't kneel because he was longtime military, and he just didn't, to him, it meant something. You know, it meant a lot to him. But that doesn't mean that everything he said in the past he doesn't believe or he's
sure.
Affirming. You know, it's just that he has his own stance on things. So, you know, and like Barkley said it right. He said, I hope that people do not, you know, get upset with people who don't do it, because there are certain people who aren't going to do it. And everyone, we all have a right to do as we say and feel certain ways. So, yeah, I like the fact that the NBA is not calling people out
for not, you know, for not taking a knee or doing what they want
to
do.
Yeah, to me, there's greater unity in the way they have presented themselves, in my opinion. All right, I'm asking the callers today, Keith, so I'll let you kick it off. We're asking because it's really the last day you can give a prediction of how far you think the Sixers will go. Because after today, it already counts. We're starting to see how they're playing, and then, you know, you could alter it. But this is without knowing anything that's going to happen in the games that count and the postseason that awaits. So what would your prediction for them be?
That's a tough one. I don't see them going advancing past the second round.
You don't?
Nah, I don't.
Okay.
Nah, I mean, based off of what I saw in the regular season,
right?
You know, I can't really go off of the scrimmages and stuff like that. Now, the one thing that I am going to say, D,
yes.
I think that they're going to look very good in the seeding games, right? Because
yep.
if you look at their schedule, like especially if they win today,
yep.
you know they're going to be favored in the next
four,
the next five games.
Yeah
the next five, right? So they're going to be favored there, and everyone's gonna be like, whoa. But then once the playoffs start, that's when you start playing the real teams again.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I could just base it off of what they did in the regular season. I'm sorry. I don't see them getting out of the second round.
All right. Fair enough, Mr. Pompey. You can read Keith at the Philadelphia Inquirer. We'll look forward to your work, sir. And enjoy that second-tier bubble.
Okay. Will do.
Keith, always a pleasure.
All right.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate you joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. It's fair for him, you know, based on what he saw in the first season, I call it. What I will say for me that makes it they can get out of the second round, I love the change of Ben. Ben going to the four, to me, has made this team a problem offensively at times.
Gives them a much better chance to win.
Yeah, and Shake being that threat. I just think offensively they were so poor, which is what he's judging it on. And defensively, we know, and Brett has said it, we played the bite from him, defensively who they have shown to be in the scrimmages. Now, again, they're scrimmages, and Keith is right. They're not going to get to see the upper tier after today into their final two against Toronto and Houston. Everybody else in between there are the lower end of who's in the bubble. So we'll see.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.